Hey everyone.
Hey.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the I Almost Died podcast. Now this might be a little bit different because there's not a fish tank behind me. I'm here with my friend Emmy.
I'm Emmy.
Emmy Hartman. Emmy. And today she's on the show because she has a story about how she almost died. And we're going to get into it. So if you enjoy this podcast, please rate it 5 stars or whatever. And, well, first of all, I mean, how was your day? I feel horrible. Like Jimmy Fallon right now. I feel like
hi, Jimmy. My day was horrible. I did wake up 10 minutes before you got here, realized there's a sty in my eye. So that's why I'm wearing sunglasses for the people that can see. But yeah, there's like a sty in my eye.
Wait, what's a sty?
I think it's a sty. It makes your eye puffy. I don't know. There's something in my eye is all that I know.
Oh, I thought a sty was like a type of fly.
Is it? No, I think that's a real word because I texted Brie and I was like, wait, what do I do? And she sent me a thing that said sty eye drops.
Oh, it could be many things.
It could be from crying. Who knows?
Maybe that's just the thing in America.
Have you never like, had one?
I don't think so.
Dirty air in LA.
Yeah, it's all the combustion and the pollution. Well, so I know you have a story. She's told me a little bit about it in the past, but it is truly a wild one. It is crazy, like actually insane. So, would you like to begin?
Yes. Oh my God. It was July, the 4th of July. Me and some of my friends were in an Airbnb. We like had a little birthday get together and then 4th of July was 4 days later. We're sitting outside. I honestly didn't really know the neighborhood we were in, but we were just like in a neighborhood. I couldn't tell if it was safe or not, but we were there. We're chilling. We're like, let's go look at the fireworks. It's so cute because people are just shooting off fireworks. We go outside. There's this car and we're like, oh, did somebody get Postmates? And like, no, I don't think any of us got Postmates. But the way the driveway was set up, it was really long. There was like the first house and then the second one behind it. Like they were attached. What's that called? Duplex?
I think a townhouse, duplex. Something. There's so many words for that.
But we were like the further back one and it's this long driveway and like a gate that closes, but you had to get out and close it, whatever. But the gate's open. We're standing in front of the gate. This car pulls up. We're like, hello. And we're like, oh, Postmates? Like, I don't know who would have gotten it. But then he starts like screaming about Donald Trump. We're all kind of confused. I don't really know what he was saying. It was just like, ah, and I'm like, hello. And then he gasses his car towards us because he wanted to run us over, I guess. I don't really know what he was, like, the goal was. A little confusing.
Like,
and
what
then,
was the time span? There's, like, all in a minute of him just, like, pulling up.
This was literally, like a two-minute thing. Like, he literally, like, pulled up. Or we're like, what are you doing? He, like, rolls his window down. He's like, Donald Trump! And I'm like,
oh, my God.
Why are you doing that? And then I was like, what are you doing? Leave. And then he's like, rah, rah. And then I, like, go to close the gate, and that's when he gassed it. And I was like, oh. This is funny. So we all freak out because we're like, I'm not trying to run over. So we're all running back like down this long driveway and Bree's sitting on the porch doing her Bree thing. And I'm like, go inside. And she's like, what the whoop? But she ran inside, whatever. I just thought like maybe it was just like a crazy person on 4th of July. I don't know what I thought. I just thought he was a little fun person that was having a time. I don't know.
To be fair, sometimes you get a Postmate driver that acts exactly like that too.
Yeah.
Like the other day, I literally had this Postmates driver who was dropping off my food, and he was like trying to text me or something, but it wouldn't go through my number. And so like I hear him arguing with my neighbor. I'm like, what is going on outside? And he's like, how do I get into here? Like, I don't understand. And I'm like, and so he finally like makes it through. Like they tell him the gate code and everything, which like I gave to him. And he's like banging on my door, like rings the doorbell like 14 times. And I open it and I'm like, hey. He's like, you didn't get my text. Why didn't you get my text? You didn't respond. Why weren't you responding? I'm like, I didn't get anything. I got nothing. Like, can you? And then I just close the door on him.
I literally would have been like, girl, leave it downstairs.
I like grabbed the food and he was like screaming and I just slowly closed him. I was like,
that's enough for you. Thanks. That was really nice. Bye.
So,
oh my God.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the non-Postmates driver trying to kill you.
Yeah. So, well, question mark. But we're inside, we're chilling, and then I just still hear the fireworks, and I assume it was just like a weird guy. This was like stupid horror movie girl of me. Like, I served my stupid horror movie girl. Mm-hmm. But I was like, we should just go check if he's like still out there, and then like go back and watch the fireworks, because I didn't want to sit inside. It was like fun time. Like, everyone was shooting off fireworks. I couldn't really see it from my window. Like, I wanted to see. So me and my friend go outside and we check if he's like there or like out of his car, or if he parked or anything, and he's not. So I'm like, oh, it's literally fine. Like, come on, guys. And everyone's like, yeah, you're still right. It's fine. And then I'm like, maybe we should like bring a self-defense weapon or something. I don't really know like what the self-defense weapon was going to do if there was a car.
True.
But
how many of y'all was there in that house?
Outside, I think 5 of us.
Mm.
But then inside, 3 more probably. But we are going back outside because I somehow convinced 5 people to do that. I don't know how. It was the same 5 people that almost got run over in the first place too. I think another one came out as well. But we're like walking back out. This was all a blur to me. There was like a live stream of this too, because I just had my phone because I was like, look at the fireworks. And then this man does all this, and I'm like, oh.
I think I remember like seeing like y'all post, like just the panic like that y'all were posting. I was so scared. I'm like, am I just like gonna wake up tomorrow?
It's like Emmy's gonna be gone.
Yeah, Emmy Harmon found dead. Like,
oh my god.
I was so scared.
But we're like walking down this driveway. The gate is still open. I don't know why. I don't know. But this was another car. So this is what confused me. It wasn't the same guy. It was a completely different car. This man sees us all walk to the end of the driveway. He's going through a stop sign, completely whips his car, like U-turn all the way around, and gasses it towards us. And we're like, what? And then we run back inside. And then someone's like beating on our Airbnb door. And we're like, I'm like, what are you doing? So then we were like panicking. We're like, is somebody like out for us? Like, I was like, which one of you did something? Because someone did something, because I'm a little confused. But we're like sitting in there. There's a man outside of our Airbnb. Our neighbors are not home, so we can't really ask them for help. Also, I didn't know them, so like, what was I gonna do? Instagram DM them. I airdrop them a note. I'm like, we're about to die.
Yeah. Hey, can you call 911?
Literally. But no, we called 911. It was like a 40-minute long call of nobody coming, and then they're kind of like, oh, we have like real problems like going on. Like, they literally said something along the lines of that. It was like, we're like, hey, there's like a man outside, like trying to get into our Airbnb. Like, could you maybe like just one person pull up and be like, hey, leave.
That's all we needed. And this was in LA, right?
It was like 20 minutes out of LA. I was by University of Southern California.
Oh my gosh.
It was by a college, not UCLA though.
Mm. Oh yeah, USC's like kind of down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't really know the area, but we're literally like,
how did the police just not come? Like, I don't understand. Like, that's the one job. Like,
the one thing you have to do.
Yeah, like, when everything else fails and, like, the world is crumbling, like, you at least expect, like, you call 911 and someone will
like,
be there.
Maybe just one person. It literally wasn't even, like, come protect us. It was like, can you just come watch us walk out to our car so we can leave this Airbnb and go back to my house? All of us ended up going back to my small apartment and sitting in there. But we're, like, on the phone. And, like, my friend that usually is very, is usually very, like, buff, like I'm gonna beat the out of someone, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, good, we have Brie. Or I just censored her name and then said it. She doesn't care. But then she goes into panic mode. I guess I went into 45-year-old dad mode and I just stood downstairs at the pan. I was like, if he comes inside, like I got it, guys. Like, it's gonna be so good.
I mean, a weapon's a weapon. You could probably do a lot of damage with a frying pan.
Yeah, probably. I'll just like smack him. But then like, what was I gonna do after that? Run out? Like, leave everyone? I'm like, I'll smack him and I'll get out.
Right, that's so awkward. Like, the whole thing is self-defense weapons. Like, I just bought a stun gun. And like, I'm like, if I tase someone, what would I do after? Like, do you just stand there and you're like,
I guess you run.
True. But I feel like I'd be so shocked from literally like shocking someone. Like, I just would, like, probably stand there and freeze. Like, I don't do well that. In, like, situations of, like, panic and terror. Like, I literally just, like, completely freeze.
Yeah, like, what would you do if you had to, like, tase your Uber driver? Or, like, what if they were, like, no, what if they, like, seriously, like, locked the door and went the wrong way? And you're like, this is the wrong way. And they're like, I know. Like, you tase them, but they're driving? Like,
yeah, you would literally crash into, like, the side of the road and die. Like, oh, my God.
If you tased somebody and they didn't do anything?
They're just built different.
That's my worst fear, is that I have my taser and I tase them and they're just like,
yeah, or it doesn't work.
It's dead.
Like, oh, let me go charge this. I'll be back in 15 minutes.
I don't think I could, like, stab someone either. Like, if I had, like, a pocket
knife.
Oh,
yeah, no.
I would just be like, oh, I'm threatening. And they'd be like, no, you're not.
Like a taser, you push a button. If you stab someone, you have to be like, you have to commit to that. You feel like,
I would just lightly tap them and be like, I'm sorry. Like that one, oh my
God. Just give them a little bit of a scratch.
I could definitely pepper spray someone, but I just feel like someone out there is built different and it's not going to affect them.
Yeah, they're like on Hot Ones or something and they just like love spice. They're like, oh, this isn't nothing. God. I put this on my mac and cheese.
You start rubbing it in their face.
Oh my gosh, by the way, I was going to bring you all my hot Cheeto mac and cheese because it actually shuts down my internal organs, but I know it's you'd love
delicious.
It.
Delicious.
And I'm literally leaving in 2 days. So I'm like, I should bring it, but I forgot.
It's so good.
So back to calling 911. So
we're sitting there. I'm with my pan. I'm like, one of you guys upstairs call them because if this man is down here still, because the motion sensor lights kept going off outside.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if he's still down here, I don't want him like to hear me talking. So they're trying to call. I don't remember if they hung up on Bree or like what they did, but it was just like they weren't doing anything. And we're like freaking out because it's like in the moment. And obviously we're all panicking. So Ian's not there. And we're like, hey, could you like call 911? And he's like, wait, what? And we're like, yeah, like these men are like outside, like blah, blah, blah. And then he does. And they're kind of like, oh, well, you have to call 911 if you're in the house. And Ian's like, well, I'm not in the house, but they like aren't getting help. And then he's like, you have to call if they're in the house. So like that wasn't working. It kind of just ended with the cops being like, oh, well, we have like other things to worry about, like pretty much. Like it's 4th of July. Like, what do you have to worry about? Moms calling about like, but I mean, I guess there's a lot of crime on 4th of July. So what am I saying? That was really ignorant.
But it's like still like you'd expect like if it's a holiday, they'd have like more police or something to be like just prepared.
How do you have all those police for the protests? And then we just need one person to come help us leave. The cops.
They're really bad at doing their job. I remember this one time, like, me and my roommate, we literally saw this, like, lady who hopped the fence. Like you've been to my house. There's, like, that fence around it. She literally hopped the fence and was, like, shooting up, I don't know, the COVID vaccine, maybe, into her arm.
Shooting up the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, like, literally right in front of our house. And the cops did nothing. Like, we called, and they're like, oh, is she, like, attacking you or, like, causing property harm? I'm like,
no, but... I would maybe like it if she wasn't here.
Like in your gated house.
Yeah.
I think there's just a weird difference between like how I've seen cops react to things in Ohio and how I see them react here. Because obviously, like, I feel like there's not that much going on in Ohio. So it's like everything that happens, it's like someone's there to do something, but there's so much.
I know. It's really crazy. It's like a shock. Like I came from like Canada, obviously, and there's like no one just does anything. People just wake up, they eat their food, and they go to bed.
Literally.
Here, I literally, like, saw someone smoking, like, a Duracell battery once.
Oh, my God.
People are so creative with how they commit crimes here.
Yeah. It's, like, half the time it's, like, I don't know. It's so weird, because in my head, I'm, like, all these people, I don't, like, think far enough about this, but people on, like, drugs that aren't, like, weed or anything, like, I forget that they're illegal half the time because like everyone out here's just doing it.
And I'm
like, oh my God, wait, that's like a crime.
But if you were like in like the South or like maybe in, I don't know, like Indonesia or something where like it's like the death penalty, it's like crazy how it's like so different in like different parts of the world. But like here, people are like, you just see someone on the side of the road. It's like, oh, are they playing with like table sugar?
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was downstairs the other day, like outside of Walgreens, like waiting. Someone to pick me up, and there was a man. He came up to me. He was foaming out of his mouth, and I was like, "It was like spit." It was kind of like it looked foamy, so I was concerned. I was like, "Should I do something or whatever?" But he ended up like leaving. But when he was there, standing by me, he's like, "Will you be my girlfriend?" And I was like, "No, sorry."
But he could be a little foamy, bae.
I don't know if it was spit or like what it was. His face could have just been dirty. Don't know. It was. A lot.
I think, like, the best, like, way to, like, really just, like, capture all of LA is, like, that citizen app. Like, we literally check that religiously. Like, the notifications we get sometimes. Okay, we'll get into that after this short break. Okay, welcome back. So, right before the break, we were talking about how there's this app in LA that basically, I mean, they have it in other cities, but they basically, like, compile, like, all the crimes. Like, whenever, like, there's something on the police scanner, like, man threw a banana at someone's head. It's like, it's on there. Like, they have everything. I don't know how they do it. But literally yesterday, I have this jogging trail along this, like, kind of, like, bus route. And I get this notification that on that bus route, a man was electrocuted. It said, I think I took a screenshot of it. I'm scared to, like, go away from my recording because I'll pause it. But it said, like, a sprinkler somehow was, like, electrified from, like, a power line or something. And this man was burned to death on my jogging route.
Oh, my God.
Like, how does that happen?
That's so scary.
And you read stuff like that, and it's like, wow, how does that ever happen? But it's, like the most random things happen here.
I'm so scared I'm going to, like, die a, like, weird death like that. Like, how pissed off would you be if you
died from a
sprinkler? How does that happen?
Right? You're just walking, and you're like, ooh, that water droplet was a little spicy. And the next thing you're on the ground, like, literally, like, rotisserie chicken.
Oh, my God. That's so messed up. My Citizen app has tamed down a little. Actually, not that much.
Really?
I think I'm just getting used to it. It's like, oh, naked it's just man normalized running through now. The street. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, well, I had one. It was like, man assaulted with orange juice at Trader Joe's. And then I look and there's like an ambulance.
Oh, like, my God.
I was like, hello?
Does that even, I think I heard that, like, if you spray any other liquid other than water on someone, it's assault. So if, like, you threw a water bottle at someone, you'd be like, well. But if you, like, if it's, like, sparkling water or if it's, like, juice or something, then it's, like, assault. Really? But then again, like, what if it's, like, boiling water? Maybe I read that on, like, Twitter.
Yeah, like how Twitter told me.
Yeah.
I've had a water bottle thrown directly in the middle of my face.
Oh.
It hurts so bad. But I was at a concert, and I was like, wait, I'm still having fun. Ow, I'm bleeding.
I miss concerts so much. I miss, like, being on the train home, and, like, your body's just, like, beat.
Yeah.
And it's, like, 3 a.m., but you were, like, at a concert, and it was so fun.
Oh, my God. Driving home, I lived in Cleveland. I would go to Columbus to see concerts, and then I'd drive home and listen to the whole Melodrama album and be like, I'm so sad and I'm never going to be happy again.
That's literally self-harm. Melodrama after a concert. Like,
yeah, and it was everything.
Like, the post-concert depression is already, like, strong enough.
Yeah, but just throw Melodrama on top of that, and it feels good. Gas station snacks and Melodrama.
Ugh. Oh, my God. That
sounds like a really shitty, like, indie 15-year-old's film.
Gas station snacks and Melodrama. For real. Oh my God, remember when we went to Solvang? We did, like, this road trip this one time, but we were, like, driving back and we wanted, like, snacks at this gas station. And it was, like, a long drive. Like, I think it was, like, 3 hours or something. And I got this huge bag of Takis. Like, I don't think I ate a single meal that day. It was just snacks after snacks.
Yeah.
And I got this whole bag of Takis and I ate them all in, like, the span of 15 minutes. Like, not, like, the individual size one, like, the big mama bag. And
didn't you have Red Bull too?
Oh yeah.
You're like, let me mix these two horrible things. I'm gonna feel really good.
Yeah. Like that definitely those two things took like at least 3 years off my life. But we were driving back and we had dropped everyone off and it was just and I literally had to like we had to pull over because I was like, I'm gonna throw up. Like I need to Uber home from here and I'd rather like throw up on the side of the road and then like Uber. Like I'm so scared of like people seeing my throw up.
Oh my God.
Like, my feet and my throw-up, I'm terrified.
Not my feet. Ew. Feet are... I, like, used to be like that, but then Brie and Ian are like, why have we never seen your feet? And I'm like, why do you care? So now I'm just like, okay.
I remember a playlist. This is still in my camera roll for some reason, but I took, like, I think 500 pictures of Ian's feet for no reason.
I have so many. He'll like, just, like, stick them up, and I'm like, I'm gonna sell that.
Because we were at that Airbnb, and he was just, like, sitting on the bed with his toes, like, out.
Yeah,
like,
he does that.
Like, when you lay down, like, you're just like that. But his feet were, like, prominently out. Like, he was, like, showing them his little piggies off.
Ew.
And I'm like, this is a photo shoot opportunity.
Feet are so gross.
I forgot to tell you.
What?
Okay, so, like, this YouTube video will probably be up on my channel by the time. This podcast is posted, but I had someone slide in my DMs 2 days ago saying, can I pay you? And I'm like,
yes.
So I give my PayPal and they send $15. I'm like, okay. And they're like, would you ever sell feet pictures? And I'm like, now this could be interesting.
Yeah.
So I go on this website that I heard from the H3 podcast called WikiFeet.
Wait, I've heard about that too.
Yeah.
Which, did by you the way, take someone else's feet?
I took someone else's feet. I'm not showing my feet. Like I said, like, my feet are my biggest insecurity. Absolutely not.
Isn't that so weird that your feet are, like, I agree, mine are too. But, like, if there's feet.
It's like.
Ew, the word feet.
Like, it could be normal, but people just made feet so weird in the past few years that it's, like, just made my fear even worse.
Yeah.
But so I grabbed these like fake feet and I sold the first one for $100. And then I was like, okay, like maybe I can just keep selling them, these fake feet pictures. And then he's like, have you ever thought of...
Just say it.
He's like, have you ever thought of, what did he say? Oh, of me being your pay pig and you talk down on me. So I was like, for $4 a minute, I will bully you. So I was literally, for 4 minutes, I was like, you disgusting peasant. You are my servant. And so far, I think I made $200. And
oh, my God.
It's going to be a really fun YouTube video. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, my God. I literally asked Brie for tips. She has, like, this, like, person. Well, they stopped. But she was tweeting about it. And he's like, why are you putting it all on Twitter? And she's like, I can do what I want. I'm scared to answer those, like, kind of DMs. I get them all the time. But I just feel like, first of all, I'm fine. Like, I mean, it would be nice to have some extra cash, but yeah. I'm okay.
2 years ago, I would have been like, well, feet pics.
I know, I'm like, but it's also just like, I would do the same feet. I'm not sending some more feet. But like,
yeah.
What if it were just like a random like kid screwing around and like they gave you money, but then ended up tweeting stuff?
Right.
That's
my
biggest fear.
That's why I was like documenting the whole thing from the start. I'm like, I have evidence that this is like not my feet. Cause I'm like, I'm gonna wake up and one morning there's gonna be a Twitter thread and just be like,
Pen of the week's feet, a thread.
Yeah. That would be funny. But it's like you'd also be dragging yourself if you like just like announce that you bought someone's feet pictures. Like I feel like that's equally embarrassing. Yeah. No shade to the feet pic community. I'm sure there's people out there.
Yeah, do your thing. That's so fun and I wish I could be you, but I can't.
Yeah. But I'm gonna donate the money to charity, I think. Because I feel like so dirty about like having all this, especially like scamming this person. So
do it, yeah.
But, oh my gosh, and the other thing was, he said, or maybe he, I don't even know the gender, it's literally a black profile picture, but they were like, like, you can go shopping and send me the receipt, and I'll PayPal you for it. So, today I'm going to Rodeo, and we're going to see how that goes.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, we've had a train of thought from...
That's called the Emmy effect.
Yeah, the Emmy effect. Amazing. Stunning.
It pyramided down. It started with one topic and we talked about seven different things.
Truly. Back to Citizen, though. There was this other notification I got recently. Oh my God, what was it? It's on the tip of my tongue. I remember just like reading it and I'm like, I almost deleted the app because it was like, oh, this lady like went into KFC, like the closest KFC near me, and like jumped like the counter. And, like, I think it was, like, trying to, like, deep fry herself.
Oh, my God.
Like, I can't remember what the headline was, but someone, like, recorded it from inside the KFC. And she was literally, like, trying to, like, get to the hot oil.
Oh, my God.
Maybe to deep fry herself. Like, I don't know what she was trying to do. But, like, and that, like, that's my KFC. Like, that's my safe space.
That's mine.
Like, it really ruins it when it's, like.
Cry.
Yeah. Like, it sucks when you get, like, a notification at, like, a place you go to. It's like, I don't want to go there.
I just, like, I want to see mine. It's so sad. It's like, drugs are sad.
Yeah. But Trader Joe's, like, I feel like they have their fair share of, like.
Foot pursuit of man armed with gun. Smoke from small trash fire. Traffic collision. These aren't that bad.
That's, like, the vanilla-flavored Citizen notifications.
I'm in the middle of Hollywood. Where are these?
That app is truly, like, amazing. Like, Citizen, if you want to sponsor this, even though we just talked about how terrifying your app is for 20 minutes, like, come through.
They stole a van! Oh, my God!
Bye, that's literally my Uber. That's
they're,
what it looks like.
Driving you?
No, I'm not even kidding.
You got into an Uber that looked like that with no windows in the back?
Y'all, my Uber here was, it was, like, a van, like made for wheelchairs. So, like, you had to, like, walk, like, five steps to the back to get to, like, the seat. But it was so interesting. Like, I've never been in one of those. But it literally looked like that. For the people who, ice cream truck collision.
Anyways, continue your thought.
Like, for the people who aren't watching the video version of this, there's, like, a high-speed chase of, like, a person in a panel van. And it literally looks just like my Uber. So, did my Uber maybe commit a quick crime after dropping me off? Maybe.
People post very graphic things on here.
Wow. People are like posting their houses on fire and like cars like hit.
Oh my gosh. I was actually just thinking about this today. It's like whenever you see like videos on TikTok of like someone's tragedy, like especially now with like everything going on in Texas, all the comments are like, why didn't you call 911? It's like people don't realize you can call 911 and then they'll like hang up and then you just have like 10 minutes of like not knowing what to do. It's like, yeah, you're going to make a TikTok or record it for like insurance. Like
TikTok comments are, I hate them.
Yeah.
It's like also so insensitive. Mm-hmm. Like all these people in Texas, like they're not used to like the weather that's happening and they don't have like electricity and it's freezing cold and all this stuff. And they're like, oh, well, why don't you do this? Or like blah, blah, blah. Like it's like so insensitive.
Yeah. It's like no one's prepared for that. It's like if an earthquake hit like somewhere where there's not earthquakes, like, I don't know, like New York or something, like you wouldn't see people from earthquake places be like, ew, why weren't you prepared for an earthquake? Because like it just doesn't happen. Exactly. Like
also just like that amount of snow in Texas, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And like they don't know like freezing pipes and all that. Like people don't know that. Like if you don't need to know it because of the place you live, why would you know?
I know, well, exactly.
I don't know.
But like, yeah, it sucks. Like no one could prepare for that. But freaking global warming, like that's gonna... Like, what is summer going to be like if this is what winter is like?
It's so scary. I can't think about it. I just block the thought.
Right. I'm like, I'll just not eat meat and not have a car. And I'm like, that's my contribution to the planet.
I have a car and I eat meat. I'm like, okay, I was vegetarian and I'm slipping, but I'm trying to get back into it.
It's like a love-hate relationship being vegetarian. Like, meat tastes so good. It's doesn't really...
It's just, like, I think, like, chicken tastes good, but then I feel so bad.
Mm.
But just, it's also so convenient and just everywhere. And it's, like, it's not that, that is, it's hard to, like, find vegetarian things because it's not. Like, I've done it everywhere.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not filling.
True. Like, a salad after you eat that...
some red cheese and lettuce. That's so good.
Yeah. Like, last night I went to Chick-fil-A and I got a salad and I had to stand there and I was like, okay, so no chicken? No bacon, no egg, and also no tomato because I hate tomatoes. And it was just...
So was it lettuce and cheese?
It was lettuce and cheese and corn.
No.
I mean, it was kind of good because the dressing was, like, delicioso, but...
I used to go to First Watch, and I'd have to, like, be like, okay, on the sandwich, I want no turkey and no bacon. And then on the salad, I want no chicken. They're like, you want no meat on anything? I was like, yeah. And they'd put it on a plate and put it on the side. I mean, I didn't want it.
The meat on the side?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what they thought. They would do that a lot. And I'm like, okay, well.
It's, like, so much easier here, definitely, to, like, be meatless. Because yeah. There's so many people here. But, like the province I'm from in Canada is, like the biggest export is, like, meat. And so, like, people, like, take pride in, like, their beef and all this stuff.
People take pride in their beef.
Yeah.
Like, that's so weird.
It's really weird. It's, like, yeah. And, like, you cannot find anything vegan there. Like.
That sucks.
It's rough.
So, if you don't like Morningstar or, like, all those, like, fake meat things, then it sucks being vegetarian.
Yeah.
Like, some Morningstar stuff, or whatever it's called, Beyond Meat. Interesting. Beyond Meat has pretty good stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes, like if you go to a restaurant and they serve Beyond Meat, it's, like, the thing that...
Oh, no.
It's the thing that no one's ordering, so it's, like, a hockey puck. Like, it's, like, literally inedible because yeah. It's been sitting out for, like, hours.
Vegetarian chicken tenders once it tasted like dog food. Yeah. And I would like didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to complain, so I ate the whole thing, but I sat there like, girl, this is disgusting.
Like vegan meat, I feel like they've kind of figured out, but chicken, they've lost it. They can't figure it out.
I think like it's easy to trick your brain into being like these chicken nuggets are real even though they're not, but just like chicken that's not the nuggets.
Yeah,
I don't think, unless we're just both dumb and haven't found the right thing.
True. We'll find it one day. Well, now they're, like, 3D printing steaks. It's, like, crazy. And, like, Israel.
What
like,
does that mean?
It's, like, real meat, but it's 3D print. Anyways, that's a whole other thing. But we've reached our time. So, Emmy, thank you so much for being on the
You're
podcast.
So welcome.
Do you have anything you'd like to promote? Any projects coming up?
No. I don't know. You can follow me on Instagram. Emmy Hartman. I had a dream that my Instagram got hacked. I'll have to check later. Anyways. I don't know. Follow me on Instagram if you like it. Emmy Hartman.
Period. Go follow her. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you rate this 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Thank you to my producer, Daniel. And I'll see y'all next week. Take care. Bye.